Hi, welcome to CNN Student News. In one African nation, U.S. forces captured an Al-Qaeda operative. In another, they raided a terrorist compound. We told you about both of these operations yesterday, but today we have more details. First, Somalia. The target was a man named Ikrima, a suspected leader of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group. A U.S. official says the mission was to capture Ikrima. When it became clear that he couldn't be taken alive, commanders made the decision for U.S. forces to get out. In Libya, the target was Al-Qaeda agent Abu Anas al-Libi. He was captured and taken to a U.S. Navy ship. U.S. intelligence agencies interrogated al-Libi for information about Al-Qaeda. He could be sent to the U.S. to face charges connected to terrorist attacks on American embassies. The wars that you study in history class often involve nations fighting against other nations. The war on terror is different. When one leader is killed or captured, another can emerge, and these new leaders use new tactics.
Abu Anas al-Libi is one of the last of the old guard of Al-Qaeda operatives to be caught. New networks and leaders are gaining strength, and U.S. commandos are on the front lines of going after them.
The Arab Spring allowed a lot more travel, a lot of freedom of movement, and we've seen groups cooperating with each other to launch attacks, pooling resources, and pooling training, and that's really concerning for American counterterrorism officials.
Al-Libi, a one-time associate of Osama bin Laden, was long wanted for his role 15 years ago in the attack on the U.S. embassies in Africa. But the 9/11 era of Al-Qaeda operatives are largely dead or captured. Key operatives like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, an alleged 9/11 mastermind, he's in detention at Guantanamo Bay. Topping the list of still wanted, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of Al-Qaeda. With a $25 million reward on his head, Zawahiri is believed to be hiding in Pakistan. But some of the most hunted are part of the new Al-Qaeda affiliates, like Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Its leader, Ahmed Gudane, leads the group said to be responsible for the attack on a Nairobi shopping mall 2 weeks ago.
By formally merging with Al-Qaeda, by doing an attack in which Americans were targeted, this group has put itself in the sights of the United States.
The U.S. is also hunting other emerging terrorist leaders. Nasser al-Wahashi, a one-time bin Laden aide and leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the Yemen-based group now considered the most lethal. New Al-Qaeda leaders are social media savvy, using secure chat rooms and websites to recruit new young operatives. Barbara Starr, CNN, The Pentagon.